Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it's with great joy that we come and sit before you and your Word again today, knowing that you want to teach us things about yourself and your Son Jesus and your ways in the book of Esther. And so today we ask you by your Holy Spirit to do just that. And we'll bless you as you do in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Parade of the King's Delight, and it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 6, and verse 9. Haman has given King Ahasuerus his idea of what should be done unto the man in whom the king delights. Because he believes the king's man to be himself, Haman thought that he should be dressed in the king's finest clothes, ride upon the king's horse, and wear the king's crown. In chapter 6 and verse 9 of the book of Esther, we learn more about Haman's suggestion to the king. We read, "And let this apparel and horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, that they may array the man withal whom the king delights to honor, and bring him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaim before him, 'Thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor.'" The verse begins, "And let this apparel and horse be delivered to the hand of the king or one of the king's most noble princes, that they may array the man withal whom the king delights to honor." If we allow ourselves, we can almost see in our mind's eye the enthusiasm in which Haman is saying these words. He continues in the verse with the word "and," which denotes a constant flow of thought as if he is on a roll. Haman thought it would be a wonderful idea to have the horse and apparel to be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, which indicates that Haman not only wanted to be exalted above the people of the land, but also the nobles who attended to the king. Haman thought this noble should array him with the king's clothes and horse as to prepare him for display throughout the kingdom. Oh, what a marvelous plan Haman had in his own mind. The verse continues, "And bring him on horseback through the street of the city and proclaim before him." Haman continued his suggestion with the agenda for the public display of the man in whom the king delights. Haman's idea was to parade this man through the street of the city just like a single float display, and then have someone proclaim, which means yell out, tell loudly, and shout a special message about this man who was on the king's horse. Finally, we see Haman's thought, as the crier should say in the last part of this verse. We read, "Thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor." As though he was honoring himself before the king, Haman decided that his suggestion is what should be done unto the man in whom the king delights. A loud crier should go before this man so that all could know, all could hear, and all would honor the man who was dressed in the king's apparel and riding upon the king's horse. In other words, Haman thought everyone should know just how great he was. People, for the most part, enjoy when they are honored, and they will often pitch for it. Their looks, their car, their house, or vocation will often be displayed for others to give them praise. Haman's pitch and attitude is not entirely unfamiliar, as most people have an internal desire to be honored or praised. The key to understanding this in the kingdom of God is that honor, true honor, should come from the Lord Jesus Christ. All of the other honor is temporary and limited. God's honor is complete, thorough, and everlasting. And if we choose, we may turn to the weaker honor of man, as Haman was attempting to receive. But if we will seek the honor of God, no man or time shall ever be able to take away his honor. Next time, we see the beginning of Haman being embarrassed beyond his wildest dreams. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.